Hi everyone, I'm Molly.
And I'm Angie, and you're listening to
So That's a thing,
where we bring you our take
on some random shit. Well, hello there, Angela.
Hello, Molly. How are you doing today?
Pretty well. Yes. How about you?
Oh, fantastic. Oh, can't complain. Yeah. Wouldn't even if I could.
Nobody wants to hear it.
No, absolutely. No. Well, I probably complain enough in my podcast about stuff, so...
Yeah, from your rant from last week, for sure. So funny. I have to tell you, my husband said that he loves it when you go on rants. I told him, like, well, then you'll like our last episode, because Angie goes on rants, for sure.
I'm trying to be better about it. I am.
No,
so,
it's great. You're funny.
You know, it's my take, as we say. It's my take on some random shit.
So. All right, well, what you got for us this week?
So, this week, I feel like, and I'm just going to prep, I feel like I seem to be very vaginally centered with a lot of my podcast topics.
It's coming up. But, you know, it's not your fault that these are things that are coming up.
These are things that, I mean, I think women are like, I have a vagina. Let's do stuff with it. Like, I don't know. So,
okay.
Yeah, so this topic actually came to me, was brought to me by our friend Kelly.
Hey, Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. Thank you. And she said she was listening to one of our podcasts, the one about IV hydration.
Okay.
For hangover cures.
Yeah, yeah.
And she said it totally made her think when her and her husband, they visit Key West a lot.
Okay.
And for vacation. And she... There's this spa across the street that does the IV. She's like, it does IV hydration, but she said they also do advertise that they do vaginal steaming.
What?
And I was like, vaginal steaming. And I've heard about it, but again, it's one of those things where I'm like, I've never really thought enough about it to look into it.
I have never heard of this.
So she said, she goes, as soon as I heard the IV hydration, which she goes, they call it IV hydration. I was like, well... No, they do it for a spa experience.
Right.
And I was like, well, you got to know your market. You know, like Vegas does it for hangovers.
Right,
do
right.
It for
spa experience. Yeah, hydration from the sun.
Yes, but part of your spa experience is that you can also get this vaginal steaming done.
Okay, so I'm definitely curious.
Yeah, so vaginal steaming, also known as V steaming, or also known as, and this is where I think life completes a full circle for me sometimes, just because it all comes back. It's also known as yoni steaming.
No way!
Yes! I was like, boom! Like, no wonder they call it yoni beer. Like, it's
that's so funny.
Steaming. So yoni.
For those who haven't listened to all our episodes, Angela did an episode about yoni beer. So
which is vaginal beer, like beer made from veggies.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yoni steaming.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah. So the vaginal steaming, it's kind of like a spa treatment, and basically the benefits are to help like increase blood flow, increase circulation, especially for those who like sit all day. It's to help with like menstrual cramps or uteral cramps and that type of thing. And so we'll get into it here in just a minute about basically what it is. But I found, you know, I was trying to do some research on it, of course, as we do. And I found a kind of a YouTube video by the Red Tent Sisters, T-E-N-T, which kind of like skeezed me out a little bit. I was like, what are you pitching?
What are you like? Yeah, what is this insinuating?
Yeah, so I was just like, ew.
Red Tent, okay.
Red Tent Sisters. And so she was, the one was talking about it. She's like a certified, I don't know,
vag steamer?
Holistic something or other, which, you know, fantastic. But she said that the best time to do of course, you know, obviously into periods, you know, sorry for the P word, all the gentlemen that are out there. I know we don't like to talk about gross stuff, but she goes, I find myself doing it at the height of a full moon.
Oh.
It's the best time to get your badge.
Okay.
Height of a full moon.
Werewolves are out.
Yeah. Might as well get the V out.
Red tent is happening.
Yeah. Steam it up, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if it's just the ebb and the flow of the tides, like, really, like, pulls the poor toxin out, but so.
Oh, my gosh.
And just real quick, I'll talk about those here in a second, but so basically, what it is that you, so there are spas that offer it, but you can do it at home is the big kind of catch, is that you can steam your badge at home. Now, I am going to make sure that I put the you know, disclaimer here that do not try this at home unless you know what you're doing. Because okay. I don't want anybody
what with what
burning what? Badges off because they listen to our podcast. So
Angie said I could do this.
Yeah, it just burns my badge. So so what you do is you can boil water. So you get a pot of water. This is what they do in the spas too. So okay. It's not like we're missing some big piece of equipment. Well,
I was gonna, okay.
So you
okay.
boil water and you add herbs, and so there's like all the like, and they were like, oh, you can put rosemary and thyme and lavender. I'm like, what are we? Italian baking, whatever, but
okay,
yeah. So you add all these herbs and then you steep it for about a half an hour,
okay.
And then she said, and then you take out your vaginal steam stool.
What?
Because who doesn't have a vag steam stool laying out in their house somewhere? Basically, what it is, it's a stool. It looks like an old-time toilet, like an outhouse-type toilet. So it's a stool that you sit on, but there's a hole
on it
that allows, you know, but then it's
almost kind like a little kid's, like, little potty or whatever.
Yes. Yeah. But it sits up a little bit higher. Okay. And so you want, because you want a good enough amount of room between the pot of steam coming up and your vagina, because you, again, you don't want to burn.
We're not steaming clams here. Yeah.
Well, kind of are. Clam bake. So,
all right.
Yeah, so you sit on the stool. You get a towel and you wrap it around yourself, okay. because you want to create a vacuum. You don't want the steam to escape. You right. want it to stay.
Well, I think like when you do that with, moist. Yeah. Well, like I guess I'm kind of picturing the similar thing, like when people have like head colds, like yeah. you put a towel yes. over your head and you like it, the yeah. steam
and
seep
you,
up.
It opens your pores and it okay. opens everything up and you
but
let
this
that
is something that's vape, good for
you
your...
know, that vaporizer, whatever, yeah, like yeah, get yeah. in there and it's supposed to heal you out. So so she said that, you know, if you don't own a vaginal steam stool,
I don't.
You shut. You could have someone make one for you.
Okay.
Or apparently the internet found there is a stool from IKEA.
Oh.
That's like a step stool that has a little like decorative hole in it that has actually worked out well
oh.
for those wanting to steam the vag. Now, for those of you that have not purchased a vaginal steam stool, do not know someone who can make you a vaginal okay. steam stool.
That would be an interesting conversation with a carpenter.
Yeah, like, can you make me an outhouse type potty? But yeah. But for those of you that don't know someone that can make it, or that you don't have maybe an IKEA nearby, you can.
No.
You can take, they said that the, you can take an animal's food dish, like water dish and okay. or like food dish.
Okay.
Pour the water in there, pour the herbs okay. and hot water in there, put it in the toilet, let it sit on, like in the toilet, because it sits down in the toilet, and then you sit on the toilet and wrap your towel around you.
Okay.
And steam your veg that
way. And again,
way.
Why are we doing this?
Because it's supposed to... increase circulation, help blood flow, uteral cramps, okay. menstrual cramps, that kind of thing. It's just okay. supposed to help kind of cleanse oh. and open okay. pores and release toxins and all those things that might be in
okay.
there.
Okay, so you really got to get a seal on this if you want that, like, you know, like with your towel and stuff.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's what I love about Molly is that... we do not rehearse these before, right? She doesn't know what my topic is. I don't know what hers is. But she has so seamlessly set me up for the next piece of this, which is you can buy a Yoni steaming gown.
Ooh! All right. All right.
Which is basically just a muumuu that you, like, drape so that when you sit on your stool, you've just draped it
oh
around yourself.
Oh, my God.
Yourself.
Can you imagine walking in on
the whole point of like the steaming stool is that you can drape all over okay. like 360 around. Because okay. when you're on the toilet, it's hard to get
yeah, yeah.
like that vacuum seal kind
gotcha.
Of a thing. But you know, in a pinch.
Yeah, yeah. If you're out and about and you're like, right. Hey, I need a quick vag steam.
Right.
Let me
right.
grab your dog's water bowl.
This is what it, yeah. Do you mind if I just grab Fluffy's dish here and put all the right. herbs okay. up my cooter?
Oh, good grief.
So yeah, so the Yoni steaming gown runs for about $49 on Etsy.
Okay.
If you truly want one, but like they said, a towel would work. but if you are very interested in purchasing your own stool, you can get one from anywhere from about $90 to $299. Anywhere from, again, Etsy, Amazon, there's different spa places.
I mean, you really got to be invested if you're purchasing a $300 stool. If you really need to cleanse your area.
Maybe you should see a doctor.
Yeah.
Like, maybe spend a $20 copay.
Whoa.
See a doctor on that.
What
one.
Is going on?
But so again, I didn't, you know, the pros that I saw on it were just that it opens it up, you know, of course, if you have any type of sore
okay.
In the area, they don't recommend doing it. Do not do it if you're pregnant.
Okay.
Or if you're trying to get pregnant during that time, because it's really like circulating flow. It's not okay. good for semen. You know, they okay. don't want to live in a hot box.
No, no.
okay. And, you know, you really can burn your vagina. Like, if you don't practice this appropriately and you're not sure what you're doing, then right. that hot steam is, you know, it's a very right, sensitive
right,
area.
Right, right, right.
And then yikes, one of the ladies ouch. Said, you know, a lot of them, if they're, you know, they can do it for anywhere from like 45 minutes to an hour, you know, as long as if the steam keeps going. But they did say that some people just do it for about 5 minutes, and they said that they don't recommend that you straddle, because again, that's how we burn our vaginas, because we fall
okay.
into the hot water. And if you use,
explaining that at the ER,
like, sorry, I fell in my vag stool, like my steaming vag stool, I fell into it.
Now I have third degree burns.
Sorry. Yeah, and it'd be like, oh, it happens. And then if you use, there's different, like, you can get prepackaged herbs for this specifically online. But if you...
Wow,
if
this you, is really a market.
It is. Like, this is a big thing. And so, wow. But if you use, they said to be cautious that if you use, like, the cleansing package herbs, like, to really cleanse,
yeah.
then I don't know if everybody out there realizes this, but there's another hole next to your vagina.
Okay. Yes.
That we all should have.
Yes.
Called the anus.
Yes.
And that, you know, those herbs are going up there as well. Oh. And it's steaming that area.
Oh, you got basil butt?
And, well, you're going to have loose stool.
Oh!
Because it's just hot. It's just melting
it out. Out.
It's
okay.
just melting it out.
All
so,
right. Okay.
Yeah, so when I was looking through all of this, of course, like, and I was like, oh my, like, you know, this really is, you know, something that's
wow.
a little, it's spa treatments, it's kind of getting on the bandwagon now.
Okay.
And of course, like, we always talk about, we go down that rabbit hole of
yeah, yeah.
clicking on things,
what
like,
else
what
did
else
you find?
Is, what
yeah.
else is associated with this, and I actually found a portable steam sauna tent.
Oh.
That you can purchase. So if you don't want to do the whole vaginal thing, if you just need to steam your whole body.
Gotcha.
Because you're just dirty.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's it actually looked kind of cool. It's $79.99. It's from the LA. It's from the LA shop.
That's cheaper than I thought.
So it kind of it's basically you're in your own little dome with like uh-huh. a head.
Your head sticks
your
out.
Head
yeah,
sticks
I can totally
out,
picture
and
it.
Two little hand things that stick out. It comes with a folding chair, and because you got to sit in your
yeah.
tent, you know,
yeah.
so you sit in your little tent, and there's a little hose connector connected to, like, the steaming uh-huh. mechanism, and there's a little foot massager inside,
oh,
too, so I kind of thought that was neat, that you could sit and steam, you know, your
I
whole
could
body,
totally picture
and
it.
You could put different things in there, and it has a little remote control, and you know, you could do all of that kind of stuff, and then I also found... And I'm bringing this to because it's a thing. And I'm waiting for this to kind of take steam, if you will. There is a thing now called, at these spas, that they're offering, like, you get the vaginal steam done, and then you can also get what's called a G-shot. Yes.
Okay.
A G-shot.
Which, my face right now, guys.
Yes,
my face.
is a vaginal injection that is said to enhance the sexual pleasure
okay.
of a woman.
Okay.
So they're basically taking...
Like, inflating your G-spot?
You're getting Botox, basically, in your vagina to make it bigger so that you can have...
Right.
So okay. that it's more maybe discoverable during intercourse. And yeah, so it's a collagen-based filler that's delivered under local anesthesia to the G-spot region. It lasts up to about 4 months. It costs around $1,000.
Oh, wow.
Depending on how much filler you either need and or request.
Oh.
So if you got...
If you want a huge O-face.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want that little sucker sticking out, doing whatever, wow. I don't know. Yeah.
That's pretty bougie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. I mean, and I guess I just kind of felt like, get you a new man. Like, if you're not, if it's not you working
need to talk.
For you.
You need to talk with your significant
like,
other.
Maybe have them step up their game instead of, like, you going and getting.
Wow. $1,000.
Like, shark pits injected into your G-spot to have them, like.
That's nuts.
Come more? I don't know. It's just ridiculous. So, vaginal steaming, you can steam your body, you can get your G-shot on. Wow. All of these are available at your local bougie spa establishment.
Nice.
And again, disclaimer, for anybody that is interested in steaming your vagina, which I, you know, hey, I think it sounds, you know, it's probably not something I would do because it sounds very tedious and I'm not a tedious type of person. But yeah, so if you want to do it, just please be careful. Don't burn your lady parts and let us know how it goes. Maybe the next height of the full moon, you know, give us a shout out.
Yeah, right, the height of the full moon.
Yeah, so that's that's my thing for us. So
oh my gosh.
I'm going to turn it over to you now.
All right, okay. Steam your vag. Well, yes. It's kind of like, as you had said, how we don't talk about this stuff beforehand.
No.
And how this podcast comes about, that I think you and I are pretty serendipitous. Because my topic this week is extreme ironing.
Yeah! Oh! I thought about saying something like, don't get out your little steamer for your clothes and like shove it up your vagina because you're going to... You're gonna like sear your vag.
Well, that's not what this extreme ironing is about. But
get the wrinkles out.
Yeah.
Like, I love it.
Perfect. Like, how did our topics perfectly go together?
Oh my
that's
gosh,
a perfect segue.
This is amazing.
Okay, so mine's definitely not bougie, but I thought it was so. It's pretty funny. Okay, so extreme ironing.
Okay.
Basically, it is taking ironing boards to extreme locations and ironing clothes.
Like
this is a sport that people do. It is for
I thought
real.
You were gonna say like surfing on them or like
no.
Like
no. Well, but people are on surfboards with ironing boards ironing clothes. People are on mountaintops with ironing boards ironing clothes. People running marathons with ironing boards attached to them ironing clothes.
First of all, I ain't running a marathon.
Yeah.
If you pay, well, maybe if you pay me, but like.
This is a thing, you guys.
This
that,
is like extreme multitasking.
Yes, this is a thing where there is actually an extreme ironing bureau where they have.
The EIB?
Yeah. It is
Here
the EIB.
Comes EIB.
Where they actually have like world championships.
Oh.
And things like
oh,
that.
Oh, you can medal in it.
Yes.
Nice.
And world records.
Oh,
So it was first, like, there was two different, like, claims to starting it.
Okay.
So Tony Haim is claiming that in 1980, he started this in England when he had, like, a
Always
eccentric,
England.
Yeah, right?
Always
he had an eccentric brother-in-law who would iron clothes in his tent when he was camping.
Was it a red tent?
In his red tent. Gotta steam it.
Red tent bros.
Gotta steam it. And so this dude like thought that he would like take it to the next level and like proceeded from then on to carry an ironing board with him and like find extreme locations where people would be like, did I just see that? You know? And so then there's this other dude, Phil Shaw, in 1997 that claims that he started it where he went like on a promotion to promote it like internationally and he formed the Extreme Ironing international group.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Now, there are also even different branches of this where they say the most extreme ironing is done bungee jumping.
How are you getting anything ironed? Like, I have so many questions.
Okay, and so then it even starts with In 2003, they had an ironing at, like, people did it, like, at Everest Base Camp, where they were, like, a world altitude record. Then, in 2008, they had 72 divers simultaneously iron underwater.
That just defeats the purpose.
What?
There's no point. So, here's... is there somebody checking at the end to say that, nice job, you got the creases out, or are we just... Yeah. Ironing to iron.
Yeah, they're just places. Like doing.
Because,
like,
if you're not actually being purposeful,
like, where
in your
are they
ironing,
plugging the iron in?
Well, there's cordless irons on your
balls. But still,
welcome to.
But you're underwater.
2018.
But you're underwater.
Yeah, no, then that's
ironing.
No, you're not actually. I see that to me. Like, I'll give you extreme ironing if you have a cordless electric.
Yeah.
You know, ironing board.
Well, they were like,
and it was a creased shirt.
Yeah.
That came out flat afterwards.
Yeah.
But if you're just...
Well, they had, like, extreme ironing and getting your clothes pressed at the same time. Like, that was, like, their tag or whatever. So, well, like, you're, like...
I feel like we could come up with a better one.
Mountain climbing.
Like,
well, and then they had, in 2011, the record is 173 divers underwater simultaneously ironing.
What? I feel like we just took up a lot of people's time with it. Like, 173. Like, somebody had to come out and cover, like...
Uh-huh. Let's see. What else did I find?
Was it sponsored by GE or, like...
Not yet, right? DuPont? No, it's, or... like, this Extreme Ironing World Cup. There's a rivalry between the EIB and Urban Housework, which is an extreme sport based around vacuum cleaning.
Jesus.
I would fail.
What?
Like,
is it like parkour vacuuming?
I guess.
Parkour. And then you, like, jump around your vacuum.
Yeah.
And then, like...
And, like, I don't know. Like, to the thing where, like, this is, like, such a thing that there was a soap opera called EastEnders where, like, they, like, even brought to the forefront that, like, the characters on the show were, like, going to, like, a stream ironing event.
I feel like that's a Saturday Night Live skit somehow. Like,
it's real! Like these people are doing this. Like, skydiving, surfing, while biking, on cliffs. Like,
Has there been one at the Grand Canyon?
You know what? They didn't say.
But again,
but like on the mountainside in a canoe, skiing, snowboarding, on the top of a large statue.
On top of a
an M1 motorway. All covered with wrinkles.
Covered with starch. I wrinkled my t-shirt. I don't know how to finish that.
Yeah, so people are like climbing cliffs and like they're like climbing gear. With their C-clips and all that stuff, with an ironing board on their back, and then they get to the top and they stand and look at the beautiful view, pop open their ironing board, and iron a shirt.
This is ridiculous. So, again, I'm fine with that. Like, you want to be extreme ironers? Like, go for it. I think that's... You found something in this world that makes you want to get up and
but
go.
There's a bureau for it. That.
Well... There's also, like, an American Rabbit Breeders Association here in town, and they're, like, in their own bureau. Like, who needs a bureau to breed rabbits? Like, apparently, you know, you gotta have sanctions.
Yeah.
You know, probably, and liabilities, like, don't do this, you know, on your own kind of thing. But, again, if you're not giving me a pressed-end result, I'm not really impressed.
You know, and that might
go cook a pasta up at the top of Everett Base
Camp.
That
might be part of, like, the...
If it tastes like ass... Who cares?
Well, and there was, like, there's, like, controversy on what is, like, considered extreme and not.
Yeah.
So, I bet probably if it's coming out with an iron shirt.
Oh, I'm writing a letter. Because, like, if you're going underwater, what are you ironing? You can't iron a wet shirt.
I don't get that
one.
Yeah, or, like, surfing or, like, from, like, there was some dude, like, on, like,
running
a boogie board. Like, hanging off the back of a boat.
Yeah.
Like, trying to iron on a board. I don't know. I didn't get it. But... People are doing that, and it's a thing.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. I'm trying to, I hope I don't go to my local dry cleaners, and it's like, why is my shirt all dirty and not clearly pressed?
I climbed to the top of Mount Everest and ironed your shirt for you.
Yeah, I was doing this at the Willow Tower, and okay. Like, thanks, dude. Like, I just,
If someone out there is looking for a new extreme event, And also enjoys a freshly pressed shirt.
Right. That is the key. If you're going to go out and iron, then you need to be the best at it. Like, iron that shit clean. Come on. Like, get it pressed. I want results.
That's right.
That's what I will be impressed with extreme ironing.
Okay.
Yeah.
When it comes out with yeah.
Because otherwise, like I said, you could do extreme baking. Like, look at me baking this cake and, like, if it tastes like ash, you didn't bake. Like, and if you come out with still wrinkles, you didn't iron. Like, that's the whole definition of iron. So,
yep.
Maybe just steam your badge and extreme badge steaming.
That's the sport I'd like to see.
Do that.
What? You take your little potty up to the top of a cliff and you steam yourself.
Maybe, like, put a ski on it. Down the hill and while your husband's behind you ironing. We're extreme sportive.
We could totally combine the two.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh my gosh,
that's awesome.
Yeah, so that's the thing. Totally Angela
cool. I like it.
Yeah, it just made me laugh. Like, I knew it wasn't something bougie or whatever, but I was reading, like, just a couple different articles about it, and it just started, I was just cracking up.
Well, I think it's probably not, I mean, maybe not bougie, but I mean, it's out there. Like,
yeah,
it's, you know, it's not something that's in the normal everyday.
No.
You know,
like, people do extreme sports, like, all over the, and it's even stuff where I'm just like, whoa, like, I would never do that.
Yeah.
And then just to add an ironing board to
right.
it.
Like, who,
what?
Yeah.
What?
That's the piece that is just kind of, I mean, I think we're going to see a lot more things randomly pop up.
Yeah.
Too, probably. With
right.
That, so.
Right.
Awesome.
All well, right. That's a thing.
Cool. I like it. I very much enjoy it. So we hope you guys enjoy it too. If you guys go out and, again, do some extreme ironing.
Hey, whether, yeah, steam something.
Yeah, steam something. Whether it's your clothes or your vagina, the theme of this week's podcast is just
that's
steam
so
it.
That's so weird that we
you
did
know?
That.
That is awesome,
God.
Though. So,
all right, guys.
Well, thank you, as always, for listening. Please don't hesitate to go out, give us some feedback.
Yeah.
Rate us on your podcast app.
Please rate us, guys.
We love your reviews, so please don't hesitate to do that. But otherwise, we hope to see you next week with brand new topics. And thank you, world, for being bougie.
Bye.